You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
SiriusXM
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Studios.
Did you know that 1 in 8 households in the United States are food insufficient? Join us at ushunger.org to learn about our many volunteer projects and become a hunger hero today.
DJ Rampage.
Going in.
But they got no show, so I'ma grab the mic, flip a strip, believe it's done. Buckshot's the one that gets the job done. Mic check, I get paid to wreck your set. Get ready to check, cause I'm a threat to your fret. No host bar, incomplete move, Vegas. That's the way to back to watch a girl, I might take her. If she the grab, I'ma dissident slide. If she try to rip, I got my Smith on my side. Word to God, here I come to make way. Rugged and rock, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know who got the flow. And my words like an automatic weapon. Suckers keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Sucker try to diss me, so I paid them like a hippie from the 60s, but I'ma get paid from the 90s. Like them like your little rascal, my bike's time and get your flavor. With my lifesaver techniques, guaranteed to move freaks, and I'll go on for weeks. Maybe years, if my peers give me ears to fill. Lego for shot and act ill, parlay that chill. See, I paid my dues, now you can't tell me nothing. This is dedicated to the ones who kept fronting. The ones who try to disimpose, how? Oh, no. Just cause you had low, see, now I got dough. And I'm paid out my rectum, meaning my backbone. Grab the mic, flip a mad script to your dome. Suckers, I kick them like Taekwondo. Yes, hello, from head to toe, to let you know.
Lance Day Radio Network, SiriusXM 141, HUR Voices, Sports Talk, and Entertainment Excellence. I need to publicly apologize. I have ripped the Colorado Buffaloes. I've ripped Deion Sanders. I've ripped Shedeur Sanders. I've ripped Shiloh. I've never ripped Travis Hunter, however. He's from the same lab where LeBron James is from, where Sha'Carri Richardson is from, where Tiger Woods is from. He's from that lab. Victor Wembanyama, he's just built different. Travis Hunter, he's just getting more oxygen into his lungs than me and you to be able to play 100 snaps a game. But I've talked about Colorado. I said that their culture sucked. I said that it was ridiculous for them to have Lil Wayne out there. I'm a big Prime fan. I don't love him as much as, especially my friend Carlin Great calls in from Nashville and is a fill-in co-host from time to time. I don't love him at that level. I don't have Prime. I don't go to bed with a half Prime Cowboys 49ers jersey. But I respect Deion Sanders. I think that he is a man of character. I think he's a talented coach. And I knew that he was going to be successful. I thought it was inevitable. I've just been saying give him some time. It takes 5 years to build a program. Even Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, it took him 7 years to beat the Ohio State University. It's going to take some time. You're not going to have a microwave dynasty overnight. And I still don't think that Colorado is a national championship contender or going to be a dynasty. But I've talked about the circus. I've talked about Lil Wayne. I've talked about having Warren Sapp there. I've talked about the culture. and how these guys walk around as if they're the 1995 Nebraska Cornhuskers, the 01 Miami Hurricanes. They walk around like they're some of the best teams in the history of college football, when last year they were 4-8. And I'm very happy that I'm wrong in this particular case. This year's version of the Colorado Buffaloes is very well coached. They run the ball. They play a lot of cover two on defense. They're smart. They're not padding stats for Shador. There's a quietness. There's a humility about them. They're about business. They're going in to win games, and they've been highly successful. This team is going to win 9, maybe 10 games this year. They're going to be a legitimate, barring a collapse late in the season, they're going to be a legitimate. If you look at their schedule, look at what's left on their schedule, it's very conceivable that they can have a shot at the college football playoff. And that's amazing. You're talking about what Deion inherited, what you see, not with just Deion, black coaches in general. And I hate Ann Arbor Community College, and I hate Notre Dame because I'm an Ohio State Buckeyes fan, but Michigan has an African-American coach, and it's very rare that someone like Sharon Moore, that's their first job. This is Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame. That's his first job. Usually your first job is going to be somewhere that sucks. You're going to be at Buffalo. You're going to be at Bowling Green. You're going to be at some Western Athletic Conference school, Utah State, New Mexico State. You're going to be a team that Oregon and USC play the second week of the year, like the Idaho Vandals, and they beat you 70-0. And you got to go to one of those schools and win 8 games, 7 games, and then you get a shot at a mid-tier or lower-tier Power Four school. And Colorado, when Deion got there, they're a one-win team. And not just a one-win team the previous year. Colorado had been a disaster for 8 or 9 years. They've been hovering at 3-2 wins for almost a decade. And Deion comes in, and he said that he was bringing his luggage, and his luggage was Louis, and we all laughed at him. We clowned. We had jokes. We said, hey, man, you're not high-stepping into the end zone like you were when you played for the Atlanta Falcons. And then leading off for the Braves the same night, you're not that guy as a coach. You're an all-time great player. You're a Yellow Jacket Hall of Fame player. But as a coach, we don't like your bravado. We think you talk too much. You're disrespectful to media. You have all these odd anecdotes. You're kind of running it like a reality TV show, and we were all wrong. Deion was right. When somebody is successful, when somebody gets the job done, when somebody exceeds expectations, those of us in the media, we have to show love just as much as we showed hatred and vitriol and anger. Not to mention Deion being an African-American. And Boulder, I've been to Boulder, Colorado. Not a lot of people that look like me living in Boulder, Colorado. You go to Aspen, Vail, some of those places. Not a lot of people that look like Lance J hanging out on I-70 West in Colorado between Denver and Grand Junction. And to see what he's done there at a school with limited resources, financially limited facilities, it's a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful school. But people don't go to Colorado to play football. They go to Colorado to get a fantastic education. State of Colorado doesn't have a lot of high-tier recruits. He's bringing in people from Texas. He's bringing in people from Florida. He's bringing in people from the East Coast. He's bringing in people from California. And he's built that roster. If you look at that defense is flying around. Their defense isn't elite. They're not Georgia. He doesn't have the bellies on the line that Georgia has. So he's not going to blow people up in the trenches. But they have enough speed on their back seven. They're able to get a pass rush, and they're very strategic. Last year, they used to throw the ball 50-plus times a game. They're running the ball. They're running. They don't have a bell cow running back, but they have several running backs. One of them, my guy, Dallin Hayden, former Ohio State Buckeye. And they're getting $120, $130 a game. And you get into the fourth quarter with Shador Sanders, who's going to be a top three pick in the NFL. He's going to be the first quarterback taken. And you have Travis Hunter. And all the speed that they have on the perimeter, you have a puncher's chance against anybody. And when I say anybody, I mean Texas, I mean Georgia, I mean Ohio State, I mean Bama. They have a puncher's chance against anybody. And personally, I think that Deion Sanders should be a runaway coach of the year. And I just did not see that coming after the 4-8 season and after the absolute thrashing that they took in Nebraska early in the year. HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
I love my kids, but I also love not being broke. So this back-to-school season, I'm just gonna spend less on them. Amazon has low prices on everything kids need. Like a water bottle they definitely won't lose.
Mm-mm.
Tablets, because how else are parents supposed to take a break from their kids that are always around? Sports stuff, for whatever sport this is. All the latest lit, Rizzy Riz clothes, no cap. What is Cap? And lunch boxes for a homemade meal that they'll barely touch.
Quest? What the fudge?
So spend less on your favorite little freeloaders with Amazon, because every dollar you don't spend on them is a dollar you haven't spent on them.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we're the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit nikui.org.